You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one through today was Mackenzie. Mackenzie, I'd like to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I went to the sunflower field and got to pet some alpacas this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
What do alpacas feel like? I don't think I've ever pet one. Really soft?
They're really fluffy.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did it make you want one? I know you can buy them and raise them in your backyard.
Oh, can you? I would love that.
Check with your local HOA.
Right. Check on what the cost would be, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder what those run.
It can't be cheap to raise an alpaca.
But you can shave them and make your own pants and stuff. Sweaters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Americans have that skill to do that themselves.
Yeah. Just YouTube it.
Did this alpaca have a name?
I'm sure it did. I have no idea.
No idea.
They did have some sheep called Obama the Llamas.
All right.
Okay.
Where was this at?
The sunflower field in Longmont.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
What else can you do there? Can you pick sunflowers and bring some home or what?
It's like a whole farm. They have tons of animals, and I think they also have a preschool there.
Oh. Mm. All right.
All right. Well, look, that sounds... I'll ever go there. Highlight of the weekend, so I got to give you like bonus points for that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Mackenzie?
I currently am a nanny.
You say that like you don't intend to keep that chosen field. Do you want to do something? Is there something else you'd rather do?
Be in the film industry.
In front of the camera or behind the camera?
Like adult films? I mean, what are you talking about?
I just like film like TV shows or something.
Okay. Yeah, but Jeremy's got a good question. Do you want to be in front of the camera acting, or do you want to be behind, like as a director?
Behind.
Okay. Well, how are you making this dream happen?
I'm doing some odd shows here and there, just filming like comedy shows and stuff like that.
Really?
They let you just walk in and do that?
Oh, no. You have to apply and everything, but...
Anything we've heard of?
Probably not. Just like some local bars.
Oh, okay. So you just go into bars and pretend you're on TV?
No. But yeah, I just film their comedy shows if they ever need me. They like call me up.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
very, very good.
Well, at least you're doing something in that field.
My son does a whole lot of work like that. He shoots video and produces videos for small companies and bands and things like that. So.
Yeah.
Very good.
Go work with his son.
Yeah, you two should team up. Let's do some rattle off. You know how to play this game, don't you?
Yeah.
Here's how it works for people listening who don't know. We're going to give Mackenzie a category, and then we start this obnoxious timer, and she will have only 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of the category. And for everyone who's on hold, even if Mackenzie gets it, don't hang up, because we want to talk to all of you. We're very curious about your weekend. All right, Mackenzie, for you, 10 seconds. The letter you've got is the letter T, as in terrific. T as in tomorrow, today. T. Now, give us 5 companies or brands that begin with the letter T. Companies or brands that start with a T. Let's see how you do. Ready and go.
Oh, my gosh. Texas University? I honestly have no idea. Hmm.
No, huh?
Never heard of Target, huh?
I guess we'll save this one.
Wow.
We'll save this one.
Okay, Mackenzie.
For another time. Listen, we had a great time talking to you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
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 Okay.
All right.
Here comes Joel. Hi, Joel.
Hey there. How's it going?
Really bad, because your phone is horrible.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm pulling over to stop right now.
Oh, well, we'll wait.
Yeah, we'll be... Yeah,
no
we'll
big
wait.
Deal. Nothing's going
on. Do you have us on
here?
A speaker tooth or a speaker tooth?
You got the speaker,
speaker phone
tooth?
Or a Bluetooth?
A regular phone now. How's that bad?
That's a little better.
Where are you headed? What are you doing?
Heading to Boulder, going out mountain biking.
Right on, bro.
Pretty day for it, I guess.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous out.
Did you pack snacks?
Of course.
What'd you bring for snackage?
Jerky and trail mix.
Solid snacks, buddy.
Two solid choices.
Really good snacks.
Mm-hmm. Especially if that trail mix is the kind that has like M&M's in it and everything.
Oh,
you have that?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no. It's the Sweet Heat Cajun style.
That was my nickname in high school, Sweet Heat.
Sounds like it would give you heartburn while you're doing mountain biking. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm
so how
side.
Much?
We're good.
How much did you pay for your mountain bike?
After my last one broke, I stopped at Goodwill and I was just looking around and they had a really nice mountain bike in there and I looked it up online. It was worth about $1,100 online, brand new. And then I just went ahead and got that and tuned it up when I got it. And
wow.
It works
now
great.
You're tearing it up. What'd you pick
it
up for?
$1,100. What'd you pay for it?
What, 90?
$90.
Shoot, I would have flipped that bike immediately. All day long. Well, that's cool that you're using it, though. Good for you. Do you have a little horn on there or a little bell?
No, not at all.
No?
Okay. Get the bike. Just yells. He just does the on your left. On your left. On your left.
Move.
On your left. What was the highlight of your weekend, Joel? We're going to judge you on this. What was the highlight?
Oh, highlight. Me and my son are learning to play lacrosse, so that would have to probably be the highlight of my weekend.
Out in the street, throwing the ball back and forth?
It went down to the park. My daughter was playing in the playground while we were out there learning how to play.
I like it.
Good for you.
Very good.
All right.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Let's do it.
10 seconds. This can be current day, go back in time, historical people. We don't care. We just want five famous people named Mark. Five famous Marks. 10 seconds, Joel. Ready? And go!
Mark Twain, Mark Wahlberg, Mark...
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban's a big one.
And, I don't know any more.
And many more.
And Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah, Zuckerberg. We're just talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
That alien-looking dude.
Oh, man.
You know, we'll save this one, too. Joel, we enjoyed talking to you. You be safe. Don't fall off that bike, okay?
No promises there.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
be
buddy.
Careful.
Listen.
See you.
Thank you for being on the show. Have a great day out on the bike. Who's next? Alicia. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad you called us. What are you up to right now?
I dropped off the older boys at school, and I'm feeding my 2-year-old. I just got back in the car, so I'm ready to play Rattle Off.
What is the 2-year-old eating?
He is having some egg and blueberries, and then I got those little chocolate croissants from Costco, and so he's having that too.
Yum.
Chocolate to start.
It's like healthy crap. You need right. A little crap with this breakfast.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
That's fine.
Balance and everything.
That 2-year-old will burn it right off, so oh biggie.
So what was the highlight of your weekend?
I actually went to Chicago over the weekend.
Okay, why?
What'd you do there?
My husband had a conference, so I tagged along. And then I convinced him to ditch a few classes, and then we went and saw the town. And then my sister lives north up there, so we visited her. It was just a really fun day, and the kids were left at home with Grandma
and
Grandpa.
Even better.
This is fantastic. Yeah.
That's funny, though, that he went there to, like, advance his career, and you're like, nah, skip your classes. Let's go.
Perfect.
Well, he's already, it's just, like, extra. He has to do continuing education credits.
Okay.
Sure,
so sure, yeah.
He got some of them, and then some of it's just for fun. So,
I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of going to Chicago. I've been there a lot. And I love it. And the restaurants are terrific. People watching is good. I just have never been in the winter. I've only been in the summer. And I know from people who, I have friends that have lived there, and they say the winters are brutal. But man, the rest of the year.
Pretty good, huh? Did you eat, what food did you eat? If the food's so great.
Well, I did the Chicago hot dog, and we tried a deep dish pizza.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was good. It wasn't anything fancy. So we did the architectural boat tour down the river, and that was super fun.
That's very good.
Really just interesting how all the cities or all the buildings have come over, you know, the years and how they've maintained them. I feel like in Denver, a lot of things have just gotten like bulldozed or, you know, torn down. So it's really fun to see these old, you know, buildings.
Right.
That they've been around for like a century or so.
Interesting history in that town, that's for sure. Well, good for you. I'm glad you had some fun. You ready to play some Rattle Off with the Boys?
I will try, yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do this. 10 seconds. This can be in any city, any town. We don't care. Anywhere in the world. But please give us the names of five. And there are a bunch of these in Chicago. Give us the names of five museums. Five different museums. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
The Met, the Art Institute of Chicago, the Children's Museum of Denver, the Nature and Science Museum, and the Art Museum of Denver.
Oh, that's five right there. This lady is a winner!
Good job!
Woo! Whoop. I love that Art Institute of Chicago Museum, too, by the way. It's got some pretty hilarious things on the wall. Like the time I went, and it's just a canvas that was painted solid white, framed, hung on the wall. And, Jeremy, I think they were asking $70,000.
Of course they were.
It was just a white canvas framed on the wall.
You're just paying for the frame.
Yeah, well, there's some classic photo of me standing there studying, kind of like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which was also in Chicago, right? And they're standing there trying to admire the artwork, and I was like, there's got to be something, Alicia, that I'm not getting about this. What am I not understanding?
Is it invisible ink, or what is it?
Yeah.
Is it glow in the dark?
So, I mean, I went to the Art Women's Institute, so I ditched way more classes than my husband did, but I went the day, like a day on my own and just explored the city, and I went there, and I was thinking the same thing, because some of it is so confusing. They had a blow-up. Do you remember the blow-up chairs, like the inflatable ones?
Sure.
When I was in, like, junior high or something, they were popular.
You buy them at, like, Spencer's,
anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, they had just some odd collections of things, and I was just wondering, like, what is the purpose? And I think, really, just art is supposed to make you feel something. So sometimes it makes you feel something, and sometimes it really doesn't elicit any feelings from you, and
that's okay. You move on to the next piece, which might elicit a feeling. Like,
that's right.
That's why I stood there in front of that white canvas. I was like, something's going to come to me, and this is going to make me appreciate and think about something. But just
nothing, huh?
Just made me hungry.
Yeah.
Alicia, you are the champion today. If you will hold on, Josh will tell you about those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Well,
Thank you
as well. Thank you for being on the show. Look at Rachel standing by. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to today? Anything fun?
I am off work today. So
nice.
I am running the errands like a responsible person, and then I'm going to pull my daughter from school to take her out to lunch.
Aww. Where are you going to go?
Undecided. Don't know.
Don't know yet.
Not
what
yet.
Part of town are you going to be in?
In Littleton.
Jeremy can give you a recommendation. He's the big Littleton boy.
Yes.
Where should she take her daughter? How old is your daughter?
Are you talking like downtown Littleton or?
14. No, like Columbine area.
Oh, Bull's Cafe is good. Look it
up.
Done.
Plan is made. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are they open for lunch?
Yeah, they should be.
Okay.
Yep. Enjoy.
Look at that. Your boys come through and
biscuits
and
gravy.
Know where
even
you
if it's lunch,
today.
Get the biscuits and gravy. Good eating. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Any time of the day.
What'd you do?
It was my son's birthday. Excuse me. So we celebrated him and had like 12 boys that were all stinky and it's great. Highlight for sure.
It is so true about the children now. Children nowadays, we had a bunch of kids at our house on Sunday, and they smell. They all just stink.
Before they are active, they just walk in.
They just walk in, and you can smell them, and we make them kick their shoes off, and one kid has really bad feet. And it's like, as soon as the shoes come off, I'm like, oh, so-and-so's here, huh? Because you could smell the feet.
I have arrived, yes.
Yeah. So I kicked them all out
that
back.
One maybe you tell everyone, shoes off, except Dylan, keep your shoes on.
Why, because Mr. your feet Jeremy? Smell. Because you're disgusting.
You know, you grow out of that. When I was a little kid, I had horrific, but I was outside playing every day in my tennis shoes, and it was bad. And my parents would make me go in and just wash my feet before I could, like, walk through the rest of the house.
Yeah, you're this kid.
But I grew out of that, so.
Well.
At what age? How soon will that be?
It'll be a while. How old is your son?
13.
Oh, yeah, you got a few more years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we make them take foot baths. That's what we
do. That's smart. Good. Yeah, do it. You don't want your kids to be talked about on
the
radio.
And I'll tell you, the funny thing about that is when I was in third and fourth grade, we moved to northern Italy. And we lived in Italy up by Lago del Garda. I went to school in Verona, right? But it was new because we were moving over from the U.S. and we had never seen bidets before. It was my first time in my life I had seen a bidet. And so in our house that we rented for those 2 years, it's got a regular toilet, and right next to it, it's got a bidet. And so I'm saying, what the hell is that? And my father told me, he goes, that is a foot washer. What you do, Dominic, is you put your feet in there, and we're going to have you every day clean your feet in that thing. And I totally, for the whole 2 years, was convinced that's what that was.
Oh, my gosh.
And it wasn't until, I was like third grade, I didn't know. And it wasn't until later that I learned what a bidet was. My dad had me washing my feet in it. For a couple of years.
Surprised it didn't make him smell worse.
It's brilliant, actually.
Yeah, it is brilliant. I mean, it's clean. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's like cleaning a toilet. But, yeah, so that's what I thought the bidet was because I had stinky feet. I had to use it for that purpose.
So gross.
Memories.
Well, I know what I'm getting my son for his 14th birthday now.
Yeah, there you go. Call a plumber.
There you go. This is from Mom and Dom. Rachel, you're delightful. We hope you have a terrific week. Thank you for being on the show with us today, okay?
Thank you. Bye, boys.
See you later.
Bye. God, we have the greatest listeners ever.